views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio at our brand new time, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the first Wednesday of every month. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experiencing healing, super lit knowledge and creativity and all the good vibes you need to become the best version of yourself. And remember, you can always check out all of the past episodes of the show on my website, thelucidplanet.com. I can't believe we are almost at 100 shows in the last couple of years. Where does the time go? You can also download it on iTunes, SoundCloud, just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And please stay tuned for my new show. I know it's been a while in the making, but it is coming. And my new book series, Slut Logic, all about empowering people to love their sexuality and focusing on the future of love and sex in the 21st century. It's going to be really lit. You can also follow Dr. Slut Logic, Dr. Slut Logic, all one word, on Instagram, just to see my little teasers as they come out. So on that note, all these exciting things happening for the start of this year. And that also usually means New Year's resolutions and usually surrounding a healthy lifestyle. Now, I hear that it takes about 3 weeks before people kind of fall back off the wagon and abandon their resolutions, whether they start, you know, drinking or smoking again, or they quit their workouts, or they just start eating crap. And I've definitely found in my experience that the more strict regime is and the more unrealistic it is, the more likely, you know, people are to fail. So today we're going to focus not on a strict diet regime, but rather on understanding holistically the emotional, spiritual, and physical approach to eating that is really less of a diet and just more to a way of maximizing wellness. So this is called the Rainbow Diet that we're here to talk to today with Dr. Deanna Minnick, who wrote this book, The Rainbow Diet, A Holistic Approach to Radiant Health Through Food and Supplements. Now, before we get started, I know what you're thinking. Rainbow food is like super trendy, right? You got unicorn lattes and rainbow bagels and rainbow grilled cheese. But no, that is not what we're talking about. We're actually talking about following the colors of the rainbow in the food we eat, as opposed to anything artificial that just looks pretty. So I'm really excited for today's show. Dr. Minnick is a health educator, a researcher, and author. She's got more than 20 years experience in nutrition, in mind-body health, and in functional medicine. And she's written some great articles from everywhere from HuffPo to Psychology Today to Mind Body Green, all about this stuff. And I've been a big follower of her work. So on that note, let's get healthy and let's get lit about it and do it in a very beautiful rainbow way. So let's please welcome Dr. Deanna Minnick to the show. Hi, doctor.
Woohoo! Hello. Thanks for that very warm welcome. It's great to be here. And I love what you said about these rainbow unicorn type foods. You're right. I mean,
I know
rainbows are very trendy these days, and that could be a good thing, but that's not what we're talking about. So I'm glad you made that clarification.
Oh yeah. Do you ever think that this is like a kind of a psychological thing that maybe people unconsciously or intuitively want to be eating like the actual rainbow foods, but they haven't quite made the connection because our palates are so used to fatty, sugary, oozy, cheesy things.
You know, I think that people just want to live more colorfully. Like we're in the land of yellow, brown, and white foods, and people wear black, white, navy blue, and brown. So I kind of feel like overall that we need more color in our food as well as in our life.
Yes. Well, and that's a big part of kind of what you're bringing with this book. And you talk about kind of the link between creativity and nutrition and food and all of these things, that the part of that colorful eating is kind of applying that creativity to what we put into our bodies as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, how we eat is how we live, and how we live is how we eat. And so they're inseparable. I mean, the microcosm of our bodies is really the macrocosm of how we're living. And so that's why, you know, all of our colors that we're eating is being reflected in how we're living our lives. And I just see the two as, you know, it's about time in the 21st century to start syncing up psychology with physiology. I think that we have fragmented medicine, healing, and we need to get back to holism. And color is one of the ways to make it whole.
So I have a confession to make, which is reading your book, I was amazed that the colors and the way that you discuss them really corresponds to the human chakra energy system. And I said confession because I have an entire sleeve on my arm dedicated to the chakras, and it's kind of an obsession of mine. So as I was reading your book, it felt so intuitive and so in line, not only physically, but also spiritually. Was that part of your inspiration or part of your intention and the information you were putting across?
Absolutely. In fact, when I was 19, I took my first yoga class, got introduced to the chakras, and then with my science eye, really looked at the chakras as an endocrine system and started to piece it apart and started to do research. And then I found that there wasn't much on food or supplements or just how do we create physical matter to support these somewhat esoteric centers, which really aren't so esoteric. They are the endocrine glands. So I started noticing these patterns in people that when they ate certain foods, they had certain qualities, or when they were drawn to certain colors or wearing certain things, that they had certain things going on. So for me, it was the operating system. It just made so much sense and a way to bridge together the physical with the non-physical.
I love that approach. And I think that we sometimes have a struggle connecting like this kind of the spirit energy realm out in the air to something that's actually grounded in our bodies, and food is the fuel, right? So it makes perfect sense to start applying it that way. And one of the questions that I was wondering is, you know, why are the colors so important in terms of like, is this an evolutionary thing that I always hear about berries, you know, plants, like the berries are red so that ancient humans knew to pick them because they were sweet and they had good stuff. Is this what's going on here? Why these colors keep coming up?
You know, nature is, it just surrounds us with colors, right? We look up at the blue sky, we look at the green trees, we look at the flowers with a multitude of colors. We go to the market and see all of these plant foods with all these colors. I mean, there's a reason from an evolutionary perspective why we have color around us. It ensures our survival. And one of the things with food and nutrition that I've noticed is that so many people are into division. It's kind of like, I'm following this diet and I'm this. I'm paleo, I'm vegan, I'm vegetarian, I'm flexitarian, I'm keto, whatever.
Keto, yeah, that's a big
one
now too.
It's so, I don't know. It's defining, but it's divisive. And I have found that color is one of the ways that we can unify. I mean, it has to, color is just in our lives, whether or not we want it to be. And even people that I've talked with who can't see colors, they can feel colors. And so there is this palpable sense that color is something that generates a certain feeling within us. And if we think about the whole food and eating experience, I mean, if you think of plants or even animals that eat plants, and for people that eat animals, we're always taking in chemical bonds of color. I mean, that's really what happens through photosynthesis. We break apart those bonds of light in order to get energy. So I think, you know, color is the wave of the future in, in nutrition, at least.
I love it. Well, and like I said, what I really liked about your plan is that it's not this divisive, like you got to stick to this one thing and eat the same stuff all the time. It's more like getting in touch with your body, not only from a chemical perspective, but also from an emotional perspective and what you actually need to heal. And it does seem like in your perspective, would you agree, like this is a kind of color healing? We hear about color therapy now, you know, and the more like esoteric practices like light color, light therapy. Is this kind of part of that tradition?
You know, I haven't studied color therapy. I haven't done anything with bridging that. This is, for me, just all very intuitive and based on my own clinical experience and my own research into colors. In my whole detox book, I dedicate one chapter to every color, and I go through the science of the color, the science in psychology, and then the science in physiology through foods. So I have looked at the science, and it's really intriguing how everything lines up with red and the immune system and creating an alert. You know, we can go through all the colors if you want, because I think it is of interest for people.
We're definitely doing that during the show, for sure. I really want to hear it, because I think that people listening, it's confusing. And sometimes we take things really literally. Like when you talk about white foods, it doesn't mean like bread and rice and sugar.
Well, you know? It's so true. Well, there's a spectrum, I think, within every color. And there's the functional part of the spectrum and then the dysfunctional part. So even if we talk about white foods, there is on one side of that spectrum, white sugar, white flour, white salt. And then on the other end, we've got coconut and sesame seeds and cauliflower and garlic and all these healing foods. So I do think that within every color, there's a spectrum, and then there's complexity within the different foods within that spectrum.
I think that's a really interesting way of looking at things. And again, we'll talk more about this after the break. But what I loved about the book was that it offers you self-diagnostic tools to see where you're out of balance and where you might be out of balance in the certain color areas, and then how to repair the balance. And you give examples of people in each situation where they are out of balance and what that looks like, so that the reader can really identify with those traits. Because you might think, oh, I just feel like I'm not connected and I live in a dream world. But actually, that could be that there's something out of balance with your intuition and, you know, et cetera. So really cool. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back here on Lucid Planet Radio, Dr. Deanna Minnick and I are going to talk obviously about creativity and color and eating the rainbow. And we're going to actually explain to you each of the 7-8 color systems and how they work. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio here with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Dr. Deanna Minnick, who is talking with us about her awesome new book, The Rainbow Diet, which really isn't a diet at all, but more about color as healing, which is such a great concept. But before we continue, Dr. Deanna, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you so they can like find out more about your programs, your books, your articles, your events that you do, all that good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, everybody can go to my website, which has all of that stuff. So it's Deanna Minnick, DeannaMinnick.com. And you'll get access to my speaking, the programs, the books, everything that you want to know about. And then also Facebook and Instagram, of course. So yeah, that's the place. That's the hub.
Awesome. Awesome. You guys heard it here. Now let's talk about nutrients, because one of the reasons why color eating is so important is because of the nutrients in the foods, especially the phytonutrients and what they do to our bodies. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. You know, for so long in nutrition, it's been thought that we need to focus on protein, carbohydrate, and fat. And those are all really important. They give us calories, they sustain us. But over the past couple of decades, we've been learning much more about the thousands and thousands of different non-nutritive compounds called phytonutrients. So these are things that don't give us calories. They provide color to the plant, and they also change up how our body is responding. So for example, a lot of these phytonutrients connect into reducing inflammation, helping with insulin, and also stress response. So they're doing a lot at the level of the cell and changing up cellular communication. And what's really cool is that these plants are adaptogenic. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these phytonutrients have multiple effects. They modulate, they regulate rather than shut down or stimulate, which is what a lot of, drugs or certain harder hitting agents do in higher amounts. And so the beauty of plants is that they give us lots of different function, all within the ratios that are adaptive for our bodies.
Almost like they know.
They know. Plants are here to heal us.
I really believe that. Oh my gosh. Me and my partner, he just went through years of really intense treatment for stage 4 Lyme disease, and he's okay now, but it's because of plants and plant tinctures and plant healing and plant medicine. And we always talk about this, how plants are the real healers and the real teachers. And it's absolutely incredible the way that your health can, it's crazy how we can heal ourselves, obviously. So we're healers too, but I've recently started incorporating adaptogenic herbs into my diet and regimen. About 6 months ago, ashwagandha, moringa, what else do I take? A bunch of different like reishi mushrooms and stuff. And it's been really awesome. I feel my energy go up. I don't need as much caffeine like to stay awake. I can sleep better at night. And I know it's from those plants, just tiny little bits. But as a doctor and a nutritionist, I'm sure you probably have some advice for people, and it's in the book. If you want to add this kind of stuff to your diet, is there a good way of doing this without kind of shocking your system?
Complexity is key. You know, small amounts of many different things is what I have found to be really impactful. You know, in nutrition, there's the thought that if a little is good, more is better. And when we look at nature and plants, the way that they work is more variety, more complexity, shake it up, don't get stuck on any one food. And so there are ways to prepare these certain foods too, to maximize them. I think that's another piece that a lot of people don't realize is that you don't have to just eat everything raw and be crunching like throughout the whole day. You can have, I mean, actually broccoli, when you steam it 90 seconds, has more in the way of certain nutrients. And that's often when it becomes really bright green. Yes. So it has a lot of those nutrients that are accessible. In fact, most things when you cook them just a little bit to make things more bioavailable, it's like the best scenario. So it's not just what we're eating, it's how we're preparing it too.
I've actually started cooking all my vegetables lately because just a little though, like you said, a little steam. You don't want to like roast it to death.
But no, you don't want to see any trace of black or brown on your foods, like no grilled vegetables if you can avoid it, because that denotes that there's some inflammatory compounds, or at least it can create inflammation even in the body. So, you know, you just want to do it until it's like a little bit bright. And frozen food is not that bad either. People always ask me about, you know, canned, frozen. Canned is the worst, and avoid cans at all costs. But frozen is a great option and can preserve a lot of nutrients. So definitely go for that. Especially, you know, I get a lot of people ask me, they're like, hey, Deanna, you know, I live alone and I don't have to cook for a large family. So how am I going to get all this variety? So what I say is go shopping every 3 days, buy smaller amounts of things. You know, you don't need to go to Costco and buy these gigantic big boxes of stuff that's just going to go bad. And so, you know, and that's how, when I used to live in Europe, that's how people shop. Things are fresh in the stores. They don't have all the preservatives. So you've got to go to the store like pretty much every other day to get your produce.
Well, I live in Colorado and it's the same, because everything, you know, it's so dry here and such high altitude that things don't stay good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I go to the store every 2-3 days now. And then I get really mad. The only thing that survives is squash. Squash is like the miracle food where I can buy it. And like 2 weeks later here, it's still great. Like every type of squash. So I really do love squash. So it's a good thing. But I wanted to ask, I love the sound of living abroad and eating abroad. And do you feel like the food tastes differently in Europe? Because I do.
You know, it can. It really depends on where you go. And, you know, I'm going back to the UK this year. You know, London is kind of like New York. I don't see much difference. But when you're in the smaller towns, so I used to live in the Netherlands. Yeah, I did feel, I mean, even the dairy there is very different. Yeah, the cows are everywhere and they're grazing. And it's just, and you know, Europe is a non-GMO kind of a place. And so, you know, the purity is a bit better. So, and I just think that they have all the processing that we do here. I mean, instead of 200 cereals on the shelves, they have like 6 to 8. And so they're a bit more selective and into more quality rather than quantity.
It is kind of, we are seeing a shift in America, I think, from that like giant Costco stock up to more local, buy local farmers markets, that kind of stuff that they have in Europe. I wanted to ask you before we talk, because I really do want to get to these rainbow colors, but I just, as a preface to that, you talk about cows, we talk about meat. Now, are these things with it, are animal products okay within the rainbow? I know veganism is huge. They say veganism is up 600% in the United States in the last 3 years. More and more people are wanting to eat plant-based, but is there room for animal products in the rainbow diet?
Totally. Like, I am not wedded to any dietary dogma. In fact, I'm always debunking eating a certain way. I hope you get that vibe, because I am not into any one approach. I embrace them all. And I really do believe and know that personalized nutrition is where we need to go. I mean, we all have different genes, we have different environments, different inclinations and needs. And so how can we think that just one diet is going to fit for everybody? That said, I do think that plants are the unifying factor, just like color is the overarching thing that's going to keep us really inspired. The plant foods will keep us informed within our bodies. And so pretty much all eating styles eat plants. We may not eat the same plants, but we're still all engaging in that. So I mean, animal foods for certain people, absolutely. I mean, I don't discount anything unless it's, you know, high fructose corn syrupy kind of drinks and, you know, just outright processed crap that nobody should be eating anyway, because it's just not good for you.
It's not even food, really.
It's not food. It's fake. Synthetic. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the creepiest part. We've all seen the documentaries on that topic, and it's kind of alarming.
Exactly.
So having said all of that, personalized nutrition, how can people start to think about these colors? Maybe you could do a quick run through of these 7 colors or 8 colors. I don't know how many. And kind of like how they, what area each one relates to. And then we'll go into a little more detail.
Yeah. First of all, I think like you did, people need to take the quiz. So the Spectrum quiz is on the whole-detox.com website. You can do it online and get a nice little printout with a little chart and everything. Yeah. There are a bunch of different downloads there so you can make sense of what your results are. So you have to know. And the Rainbow Diet has the questionnaire. So does my whole detox book. So first start there and know where you're at. So once you get your results, red is what I call the root. It's all about when we look at the body, it's about our immune system, what defines us. It's about our sense of safety, survival, our sense of community. And when we look at food, it's about things that ground us into our physical body, like what makes us feel really present. So that would be things like protein and minerals, you know, things that are earthy, and even eating on the ground, eating with our hands, really things that connect to our physical body.
I love that. And is that one of the most common things that
people have? It's definitely one of the most common. It's common one. So when people are doing the Spectrum quiz, I've collected data from thousands of people now that have been doing it. The root shows up is usually either overactive or underactive for many people. And people just don't trust their bodies. And they're always looking on the outside for what can heal. But beyond just like a general exploration, you know, I do think we come from this place of not accepting and not loving our bodies and having trauma. And so we don't trust. And so we have a lot of issues with our immune system. The immune system figuratively really embodies like our sense of self versus non-self. And so we get kind of confused. And I think a lot of us don't have a good sense of support or social networks. And that's what the root embodies. It's like, who is our tribe? What is the DNA? What about our ancestors? You know, all of that is really key, which is why I think nutrigenomics is becoming bigger and bigger because people are starting to realize the importance of that.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk more about this. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the other kind of popular balances that we need to address with the color system, as well as what each color signifies. I'm going to share my quiz results. And also, for those of you who feel that root imbalance, Dr. Deanna Minnick here is going to tell you what you need to do to help repair it. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more.
Don't you wish you had more joy in your life? Check out the new book by Robert Max Schoenfeld, For the Love of Joy, a 30-day adventure for creating joy in your life, because you deserve more joy, more love, more health, more abundance, and more life. Available now on Amazon. Get your copy today. Visit theartofpowerfulliving.com. That's theartofpowerfulliving.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out, thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Dr. Deanna Minnick, who is talking with me about how to eat the rainbow and really how to heal yourself with color. When we left off, we were talking about the red or the root. Deanna, you were telling me that this is kind of one of the second most common dysfunctions that people have, either overactive or underactive, because it has to do with like lack of trust and lack of connection. How can someone address this using food?
Yeah. So when we don't feel in our bodies, and I know that that sounds really strange to say, but not a lot of people do, you know, they're up in their heads, they're kind of daydreamy, they're scattered. They have a lot of accidents as a result. You know, they're tripping over themselves, they make mistakes. So you've got to ground, you've got to get present in your body. So some of the things that I recommend is number one, being connected to the earth, like actually in as much as you can, not wearing high heels, not crossing your legs when you're eating. You know, when I see so many people crossing their legs and that shuts off oxygenation, circulation to the legs. We're not with our 2 feet planted on the floor and grounded as we're eating or even, you know, engaged in life. So I think just from a postural perspective, you know, this is basic yoga, actually. Yoga is really good for getting us united with body. So I'm a yoga teacher as well. And so just taking some of those simple practices of, you know, breathing, breath gets us connected. And, you know, really asking ourselves, I had this one activity where people, what I recommend that they do is whenever they're about to eat, ask your body what it needs. So you walk into the kitchen, you know, you just kind of close your eyes, you know, what does my body need right now? Oh, it needs, you know, banana or it needs, and you know, you can ask again, because if you get chocolate chip cookie, you know, and you're kind of like, oh my gosh, my body needs a chocolate chip cookie. Okay. Then you ask again, like, what
your
do I need?
Your body
and if you need something sugary, you know, then it's like, make the higher choice, make the choice that would be good for you.
Dude, berries are the best replacement food ever. I'm just throwing that out there. I love them.
Berries
so
are great. Oh,
berries
my God.
Are the best.
So many things. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
So yeah, get in your body, feel your feet and know your body well. Know, you know, I think that this is really good also for kids. You know, when kids go to birthday parties, they come back and they're all high from all the sugar and, you know, and I think for parents to ask, like, how do you feel? Do you notice the difference? Oh, you know, I've got a headache or, I feel, you know, my gut hurts, my stomach hurts, you know, and just start making connections between how we feel in our bodies and the foods that we're eating. And to realize that, because we are the only person living in our bodies and we know ourselves the best. I mean, if we go to a practitioner, they can guide us there, but we need to know ourselves the most, right? Yes. So you've got to really exercise that intuitive, instinctual muscle and just get used to dialoguing with your body.
I think that's awesome. And it's definitely something that I've had to kind of learn. When you get sick, I got really sick a couple of years ago and I had to have surgery and it was like a big mess. But I always knew there was something wrong and the doctors could never figure out what it was. And I was like, I know there's something wrong. And it was like this weird experience of like realizing that you can't rely on anybody else for your wellness aside from yourself. You have to be autonomous. You got to research it. You got to figure it out. You got to keep looking for answers. You got to really connect with yourself. Otherwise, you know, you're not like an active agent in your life. You're kind of like a passive participant and you don't want to be a participant. You want to be the leader of what's happening to you and your body and your life. So I feel really strongly with that. And so I've worked a lot on that root area, but for those of us who haven't, are there certain foods that they could eat that might help that root kind of connect?
Yes. Yeah. And in the rainbow diet, I go through different eating activity. The way I see the rainbow diet book is it's kind of a guidebook to really change your relationship with food. It's not a diet in the term of, you know, just something short lived, but it's like, how do you heal these things? And so a lot of the questions that I raise, you know, about community, your ancestors, ancestral nutrition. And then when we talk about foods for the root, what makes you feel grounded? So I even have an activity in the book, which is asking you to check when foods make you feel grounded versus ungrounded. You know, sometimes people eat a lot in order to feel that sense of grounding, believe it or not. Like they're so out of their bodies, they overeat because they're so out of touch with their bodily hunger and sensations. So in essence, you know, all that uncomfortable feeling in the stomach and in the gut is putting them back. So eating protein throughout the day can help to really ground somebody's blood sugar. And when you feel grounded with your blood sugar, you feel more stabilized. You can think better, you can perform better. Your insulin is, you know, not all over the place. And so just overall metabolically, you're more solid. I also think of minerals. One of the things that I think nutrition has thrown by the wayside, or at least not given full attention in the spotlight to, is all the essential minerals. We need these minerals for our structure, for our skin, for our bones, all of the things that make up the root. We need those things, and we don't have them in the soil anymore. And so in the book, I do talk about supplementation. I think that dietary supplements are a reality. I mean, our food is just not where it needs to be anymore. Yep. So I do talk about certain mineral type of supplements to help support the stabilizing aspects of our bodies.
So if we move up the human endocrine or energy chakra system or whatever you want to call it, what is the next step in the progression?
Well, I'm going to jump to the one that I think is really problematic for many people. Like 80% of people have an issue with this particular color and system, and it is the yellow color.
Oh my God, that was my worst one. Sorry.
No surprise. It is for, you know, when I looked at the data on everybody that has taken the questionnaire, like 80% of people have an imbalance in this place.
It's the ego. I mean, it makes perfect sense in a lot of ways, but anyways, please enlighten us. What is that yellow?
It's the digestive tract. And so it's the place in us where there's a lot of heat, acid, rotting, and ripening, and a lot of transformation is happening. It's like we're taking things in, we're having to break them down and then make them a part of us. And so we can do that with food through our stomach, which is kind of this altar or this crucible where we've got a lot of heat, a lot of acid. We start that process. And then it starts in the mouth, but most of it is really the heat is coming in the stomach. And then we've got the liver, which is shooting out this yellow-green bile. And then we've got the pancreas, lots of enzymatic activity there. And the small intestine is just trying to take all this stuff in. And so if we look at this as a metaphor, like what are we transforming? We can also see that this can be like life. People without a work-life sense of balance, you know, where we're taking way too much in, we're listening to every single thing out there, we're reading all these books, we're watching television, when we're in the car, we're listening to the radio, we're listening to our kids, we're listening to people around us. It's almost like, can I just get some silence? Can I just get some assimilation time?
The most overstimulated generation of all time is like the millennials. You know, it's like we're just growing up, just bombarded.
Totally. I mean, even they're in conversation with their phone all the time. And the phone is just like loaded up with all these informational bites. And it's like from screen to screen, we go from one picture on Instagram to the next. And it's like a constant river. And it's like constant eye candy that doesn't stop. And so our neurotransmitters and all of our brain activity is exploding. And this is, in Chinese medicine at least, they talk about intellect and being connected even to the gut. So when we're over ruminating and overstimulated, this changes digestion.
Yes. And then if you look at I know there's a lot of Ayurvedic kind of consistencies that you, and you talk about it throughout your book. It's too much pitta, right? It's too much fire.
Yes.
Just burning you up. So is there a way, how do we eat in a way to balance the fire? That's a really interesting question.
So for each of these systems, I correlate a certain nutrient. And for the fire system, I correlate carbohydrates. And here's where people get way too much in the way of sugar. And naturally, they're just going to reach for something that's really sweet in order to get energy because they're giving out so much energy.
Yes.
But really what they need is something sustaining. Like if they are going to do carbohydrate, it has to be high fiber, sustaining carbohydrate to carry your energy, to really give you that sense of balance.
Squash, holla.
What's that?
I said squash.
Yeah, like squash. That's right. And also it's yellow.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my gosh.
On the kind you get,
no, I did.
Right?
I just made spaghetti squash today. So yes,
oh,
absolutely.
Perfect. See, you're celebrating your fire right there.
Well, I feel like I read the book this week and then I just started doing it without even really thinking about it. That's the really cool part because it is intuitive. It feels
it's very
right.
Intuitive. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
so
it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do live in a society of burnout and I've been there, you know, you're just like buzzing around like the energizer bunny. And how does, I mean, I know caffeine and other stimulant drugs, you have like an entire generation of young kids that are being given Adderall. That's also going to affect that fire energy system.
Yeah. And that's going to affect not just the fire system, but the one in the brain that I call the insight. It's like the mental patterns and then the digestive patterns. And as you know, the gut and the brain are very much interconnected. So if you alter the brain, you're going to alter the gut. And if you alter the gut, you're going to alter the brain. So it just becomes like we have to stop the do loop. We've got to like get in there and just stop it in its tracks. And, you know, there are many ways to do that, many ways to heal that fire. And so one of my favorite tools is having a list. Everybody makes a list. In fact, I just sent this out to my newsletter today in which great. You put everything that takes your energy on one side, everything that gives you energy on the other side, and you do an inventory because most people don't know what drains them and what gives them energy. So and it could be everything from a thought that you're thinking to an emotion that you keep feeling to a relationship you keep having. It could be all those things. And so you have to really give yourself a consolidated like 10 minutes, set the timer on your phone, get the piece of paper, draw the line in the middle, and then really in rapid fire succession, and I'm saying that word very deliberately, rapid fire, you're just going to go through and ask yourself like what gives you energy and then what takes it away and just write down everything that comes to you, just stream of consciousness. It could be not eating. It could be eating. It could be certain foods. It could be certain people. Like don't have any limits to it. Just go with it. And it's amazing what comes out of this. It really is. And you have to do kind of like a self and evaluation. I think every month, you know, the body is really, you're different moment to moment, but I really do think that the lunar cycle and really looking at the monthly cycle, doing these kinds of things on a monthly basis clues you into any more sustaining changes. And so changing that up every month and just looking at that inventory list.
That is wonderful advice. I used to do something called the morning pages, which is
yes,
kind of similar. Yes, exactly. And that book, The Artist's Way, is really paved the way for all of the best things that have ever happened in my life, honestly. But that's how you start is you wake up and it's just like that rapid fire. You just write it out. And sometimes you're like writing, I am writing, because you don't have anything to say, but you keep doing it anyway. And it's just amazing what can happen. And that just clears out the noise in your head. It's really valuable. Speaking of noise, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about not only the yellow fire system, but some of the other colors and why they matter as well here on Lucid Planet Radio featuring Dr. Deanna Minnick. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Deanna Minnick, and we are wrapping up the show, which was all about eating the rainbow and the rainbow diet. And where we left off, we've been talking about the fire elements that can are the yellow kind of color that kind of sit on our third chakra. And but I wanted to mention that, you know, my area of expertise, even after all these years, is human sexuality. And I was a professor of this for a very long time, and I'm working on a big book project on it. And I was curious about kind of the connection between food and sex and sensuality, and maybe talking about kind of like that sacral chakra area. Now, Dr. Minnick, is there a connection between these two things?
You know, I'm so glad that you asked that question, because not many people like to venture into this space. For me personally, I had a healing story around my reproductive organs and food and art. You know, one of the things that I struggled with throughout my life is really being feminine, being sensual, especially in a very masculine driven scientific world of just doing research and studying and wanting to achieve. Yeah. You know, it's so fiery to just want to achieve and set goals all the time. It's very linear. Yes. And so I wasn't as receptive to wearing pink, wearing orange, or, you know, even really the arts so much. And so there was a time that my reproductive organs were getting worse. You know, I had endometriosis, pretty classic, and it got so bad that my left fallopian tube was blocked off with adhesions. And so it was swelling up with fluid. And so eventually my gynecologist said that, you know, you might have to have surgery. Let's just watch it every year. And I don't know what happened to me, but, you know, I was really drawn towards just painting. Especially when I was feeling very emotional, I would start painting. And I noticed that things just started to unlock for me. My husband was looking at all these paintings, and he's like, Deanna, you are painting your ovaries and your uterus over and over again. and so it really woke me up to my sense of who I am as a woman. And so I chose not to have children. And so I think that for me, I had to create in other ways. I had to create through food, through my meals, and just really becoming a foodie in that way and indulging in food preparation. And then also painting, you know, really being in that space of being messy. I never let myself get messy. You know, I grew up Catholic, went to Catholic school all my life. My dad was a police officer. My mom was super strict about our food. So it's kind of like what sexuality and sensuality, I believe, do is they connect us into the creative life force that we have flowing through us. And if we're not creative, we're not flowing. And flow is the element of longevity. I really believe it's about vitality. and what helps us with aging or not aging. And so I do think it's part of the food and eating experience. It's in the chapter in the Rainbow Diet all about flow. And the flow is just like it sounds. It's about water. It's the color orange. It's about being playful, childlike, messy, gooey. You know, it's like it's not in a box like the root. It is a circle. It's round. It's dynamic. It's and so I think more and more women need to, and men actually too, men also need to have a space to connect in with what is good, healthy alignment with one's sexuality and having that come out, one's creative force, because that's really what it is, in my opinion.
Oh, I completely agree. I'm on such a parallel journey with you too. I'm not going to take the rest of the time to talk about it, but yeah, I had to have my uterus taken out. I chose not to have kids, had to get on this crazy creative journey to like find my way back. Like, I seriously think there is a major connection between all of those things, flow and vitality and sensuality and creativity. And I've just never heard anyone talk about using food as an approach to integrate these.
Yeah. Right? I mean, and that even means like getting messy with food. You know, how many of us were told when we were growing up, don't play with your food, you know, eat with your fork and, you know, don't eat with your hands. And so as an adult, I almost had to reverse engineer my life in order to get messy. And when I looked at the science of orange and what was feeding my ovaries, it was beta carotene and orange colored foods. And so eating papaya, eating mango, eating carrots, you know, all these orange foods.
Can I just interrupt to ask a quick question? Because you mentioned papaya, which actually looks like a uterus.
I know.
So is there, and I've seen other like little memes about this. Is that something to it, that food looks like the organs that they benefit? Is that a real thing?
That's the doctrine of signatures. This is something really ancient that has been talked about, like certain leaves of plants that look like the shape of a liver. You know, there's no science to it. However, I just kind of feel like it's so intuitive. Do we need science for every single little thing? And, you know, maybe we just need to kind of go with it. We need to kind of go with the flow of what we're feeling. Like this morning, I actually did eat papaya, which is kind of crazy because it's not even in season, but it was organic. And I was feeling it. Like people get really bent out of shape about making sure you eat seasonally. And I think that that's true. You know, there's something for me that feels connected to the earth when I think of that. But then there's also the flow of, you know what, let's not let our disciplines and our dogma define us too much. We've got to stay in the rhythm of where our body is. And I needed a papaya this morning, so I ate it.
I love
like
it.
The middle of winter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was in Mexico last week and I ate only papaya. That was like my goal, was just to eat as much. And it's full of enzymes and just, it's so delicious and good. But all of these things, when you read them, like passion fruit and peaches and persimmons and tangerines and cantaloupe, they're all like really nice, like sensual sweet potatoes and pumpkin. They're all like curvy and round and soft.
Exactly.
And, you know, there really is a feeling. And then also with that comes the healthy fats, like the fish oils and the coconut oils. Yeah. I think that there's something to it, because sometimes you just crave something and you don't know why. And like, maybe it's an emotional thing, or maybe your body's telling you that you're deficient somewhere.
Yeah. We've got to honor it. Absolutely. And for other people, maybe it's blue, purple. You know, I'm not being too rigid about orange either. Yeah. There was a study though that showed that getting a certain amount of an orange food-based carotenoid help with reducing ovarian decline. So I was like, whoa, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And also, you know, one of the things to figure out, if you are premenopausal, so you're still cycling, that our plant compounds and our antioxidants in our blood actually differ. And I have been seeing that there are correlations in the literature between beta carotene and progesterone. And even some of the vitamins with progesterone and estrogen. I don't think it's causal, but, or maybe it is, you know, but some of these are animal studies. So you've got to kind of just kind of extrapolate. But it's interesting that there is a hormone connection with a lot of these plant compounds. And keep in mind that a lot of these plant compounds are phytoestrogens. They actually do mimic some of the effects of estrogen.
And I loved reading about that in the book. That was so interesting to me, because there really isn't enough information out there on women's health when it comes to our hormones, which is so crazy because it affects so many of us. I do think this is changing. So we're wrapping up the show, but I just had to ask you about one last thing, which is the whole breatharian movement of people who say that they can survive off eating only light. And I know a lot of people think this is like a joke and it's ridiculous. But we talk about how color represents light and the white foods are kind of spiritual and represent light. Do you have any comments on this idea of breatharianism?
I'd love to study them. I would love to study breatharians and really get into what they're doing. So based on the seven systems that I use, it would connect to the spirit and the love system. So when we can pull away from food and physical matter, this is also connecting to the non-physical parts of ourselves, the spiritual parts. And breath in general is a source, if we look at ancient traditions, of prana, of chi, of, you know, some would say that that is the vital essence. And so I think that, you know, I haven't heard of anybody doing it successfully. I do think that, you know, there was one story floating out there on the internet about a couple that was doing this and, you know, I found it intriguing and, you know, I never put anything past the human individual because I think that we can achieve, many things and there are different people of different spiritual traditions who have tried different things and have overcome certain health things and things that seem kind of like woo-woo.
Yes.
So I never like to just dismiss and shove anything under the rug. I'm always open to exploration.
Me too, but I would love to study it too. I mean, because that thing, we're scientists, but there does just because we can't measure everything right now doesn't mean it doesn't exist in some place.
Exactly. In fact, I just put that on my Facebook page today that not everything that we can count counts and not everything that can't be counted doesn't count. And
oh,
that quote
that.
Comes from somebody. It's not my original quote, but it's true. It's like, yes. I mean, what about subtle energy? What about BMI, body mass index? It doesn't mean that much. What about the number on a scale? I mean, how much does that really tell us about who we are as people?
Absolutely.
And yet we place so much emphasis on it.
I think that's a great closing thought too, because if you're just obsessed with the scale or a measurement, you're kind of missing the bigger picture, which is this isn't about just superficially and objectively how you look. This is about how you feel and how your body's functioning as a unit.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, guys, if you're sorry, I could keep going, but Dr. Deanna Minnick, it's been wonderful to have you on the show. You are a wealth of knowledge and also you're just rad. So thank you so much. It's been great to chat with you. And guys, if you're out there and you want to know more about the different colors and what they represent, and if you want to take this quiz, you need to get the book, The Rainbow Diet. And you can also go on Deanna Minnick's website for the quiz, right? It's on your website?
It is. Absolutely.
Okay.
Anybody
awesome.
Can do it.
Yeah. So take that quiz and you can find out tons of great stuff about just how to improve your life and do something that will actually last you through the year, as opposed to just, you know, a throwaway resolution that you're going to cut out carbs for 3 weeks or whatever. So on that note, I had a great time. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's been a blast. Thanks.
Yeah, it has. It's been great. And remember, check us out. We'll be here the first Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And if you go on thelucidplanet.com, you can check out all of our past shows. So on that note, have a wonderful day. I hope you guys eat healthy and feel fabulous and live colorfully. Take care. Adios.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.